We have celebrity chef Rodney Bowers on the line to help us talk about a very important story that impacts Rodney specifically and so many other people here in this country. Chef Rodney Bowers, we appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for making time to talk to us about a very serious situation for you. You received a diagnosis recently that is now motivating you to help educate others.
True. I was just this past summer, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And it came as a bit of a shock. And it was a bit of a tough blow, and you know, I went through all the things that comes with that diagnosis, and you're right, I'm out here now trying to tell people that it's not so bad.
How did you get to this stage? What were the previous steps like for you?
I think sort of starting out, it was a bit of a shock. You know, you get down on yourself, how did I get to this point? For me, it was a learning how to treat my body in a healthy way after, you know, sort of coming off of that initial diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. And so you are part of Canada's culinary scene. Like, food is your life. Does this diagnosis change your outlook, your passions? How has it impacted your food?
It's impacted my food. It's such a great question, because every day, you know, my whole life is based around food. Exactly that. I do the Marilyn Dennis show. I teach it. I live it. And it's looking at food differently. It's learning to eat different things at, you know, sort of certain times in a different way. Always eating proteins and fats first, right after vegetables, and just eating in certain sequences, going for a walk after every meal, starting to be very physical in order to sort of get a real idea of how my glucose levels are doing. That was a big sort of learning curve, was how to eat again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a support system helps with a diagnosis like this, right, through the process?
It does. It's so, you know, I feel so blessed to be here in Canada, because my doctor onboarded me with a diabetes nurse who sort of guided me in the right path. She suggested maybe a glucose monitoring system, sort of before drugs, to normalize my, just to get an idea of where my glucose was at, where my sugar levels were at after eating. I used the Freestyle Libre 2, which is great. It's an app on my phone. That was a big curve for me, because I need to know immediately after I eat something, kind of how I'm feeling, how I'm going to feel, how does, you know, a steak make me feel compared to fish or vegetables or a pasta, and then I can kind of gauge moving forward what to eat to make me feel better.
It's always on your mind, isn't it?
Oh, so constant. It's so constant. It's, I mean, we have to eat to live, to survive, 3 meals a day, and it's learning how food does for me after I eat it. And that has been a big learning curve, because I'm just used to eating whatever I want, whenever I want. And, you know, I'm a little more self-conscious about what I put into my body.
We are joined live by celebrity chef and TV personality Rodney Bowers. You know him from the Marilyn Dennis show and so many other platforms here in the Canadian food scene. And we're talking about his diagnosis with type 2 diabetes and the symptoms, the physical toll, but also the mental toll. Rodney, if you can talk about that. I mean, it can be exhausting, but you've found a way to manage the thoughts of what to eat, when to eat, how to take care of yourself?
I feel like I'm still learning. It's a learning curve. I mean, it was a little bit daunting at the beginning. And to be honest, when I did get diagnosed, I was a bit discouraged. I mean, you feel like a bit of a failure. Like, okay, like I said, is this normal? But I think it's not as big of a challenge to live with as a lot of people sort of think. And it's just, it's regular monitoring. and learning to eat the right foods. And, you know, I'm on an exercise regime. And all of that is helping me manage day to day, which is incredible. It's tough. You know, normally as chef, you're in the kitchen all the time. You're not thinking about what you're putting into your meal. And definitely you don't think about how food can have such an impact on your body and making you feel. And now I'm in a great place to kind of monitor daily with a glucose monitoring system, exercise, and food.
And do you find the exercise helps with the mental relief? Where do you find the greatest relief in stress?
It has to be that. And it's, you know, there's a struggle just getting out there and getting steps or going to the gym. But yeah, the real relief comes into the satisfaction of the sweat. It's great. And it's a newer thing in my life that I'm doing daily. I'm really, I know, it's like oh, it makes you feel this good. I can see what exercise does to the glucose in my body, and it has a huge impact on bringing it down. I can monitor it on my phone. I can see what happens to me after I do an hour on the treadmill, and it's amazing. It is really amazing.
And we appreciate the motivation you are injecting in so many of us today, Chef. Thank you so much for making time to talk about.
I appreciate you having me on.
I appreciate you. You know, type 2 diabetes impacts so many people, and talking about it, normalizing it, just helps so many people out there listening.
I really hope so. People out there listening can make the change.
Chef Rodney Bowers joining us live here on The Rush. And you can always catch him on The Marilyn Dennis Show, as well as any other platforms in the Canadian culinary scene. He hosts a show, Double Your Dish, with Meredith Shaw. And he's also been appearing on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, CBC's Fridge Wars, and was the host of The Delinquent Gourmet. Motivating all of you, if you do receive a diagnosis like Chef Rodney Bowers, to take it on. And exercise, balance your diets. Type 2 diabetes is a condition that you live with, but you can continue to live a wonderful life with. I know some friends who have the same diagnosis, and exercise, it's a game changer.